Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Right, it's a sports evening here on the Lake Show, News Talk 830 WCCO. The Minnesota Frost, congratulations to those women for winning their hockey championship. Everybody is in St. Paul celebrating. Happy for them. But also tonight is Game 5, Minnesota Timberwolves on the road against the Oklahoma City Thunder. And there's a slight distraction for the Wolves tonight. And we'll see how things shake out. But the person that's in the spotlight tonight, well, there's a couple of people. One on the court, the other not on the court, but I think that they will be in the building tonight. That will be both Anthony Edwards, star basketball player for the Minnesota Timberwolves, and media personality and former NBA player and NBA champion, Kendrick Perkins. Kendrick Perkins is in the spotlight today because he has apologized to Anthony Edwards. He has apologized to Anthony Edwards. As we approach this Game 5 in OKC, his apology earlier on X: Anthony Edwards is one of my favorite players in the league, if not my favorite player. I apologize privately, so I'm apologizing publicly to the young king for my comments on First Take yesterday. My bad, young fella. I was not taking a personal shot at you, but I could see how it could have been taken that way. And this, to me, is an example, not of Kendrick Perkins being a bad person or having a bad take, because I think the take is deeper than what people actually are looking at, because I think that we're too surface here, and we're so in love with Anthony Edwards that everybody's upset with Kendrick Perkins, and I'm not. We have to stop with the mentality of worshiping athletes and not calling them out when they're wrong or when they have some things that are questionable. And I will say this about Anthony Edwards. Right now, I think that there are things with him off the court that could be deemed as questionable. Okay? If you're new to this maybe story or this topic, heading into Game 5, this is what Kendrick Perkins had to say yesterday morning on First Take with Stephen A. Smith about Anthony Edwards coming out of Game 4 and the Timberwolves falling at home. And this is the point that he was making about Anthony Edwards and maybe issues away from the court.
Here's the bigger picture, right? You got to check the boxes when you're the face of the league. Yes, we know you got to have your signature shoe. You're going to be in commercials. You're going to have the highlights. You got to have the game. But you know what else you got to have? You got to be a role model, right? And things outside the lines matter. Now, if you go down the list of all the faces of the league in the history of the game, you look at Larry Bird, Magic Johnson, Michael Jordan, Kobe Bryant, Shaq, LeBron, Steph, what did they all have in common? while they was playing in the league, they all were family men. They all were married with kids. And if you think that don't play a role as far as the role model, this is facts. This is not something that I'm making. Hold on. But this is not something that I'm making up. Now, what happened to them after they retired? That's their business. But while they are playing or was playing, they were family men, married with kids.
Well, let's say this. First of all, let's be fair here. Here's what I mean by that. I get where you're coming from, and I understand that. When you talk about being the face of the league, it's not just about your game on the court. It's about what you do off the court. I think that, we ain't going to get into anybody's business. We don't do that on this show.
But what we
will say is that sometimes you've had people in the modern era who've made mistakes because in the age of social media and beyond, fellas, they put too much of their business out there. They talk a little bit too much, and you let people in to stuff that they don't need to be. It ain't none of our damn business, okay? But when we were talking about Crown and Ant-Man, we were just talking basketball.
All right, so a couple things here. And I love people's reactions here. You know I'm a Timberwolves fan. You know I'm the number one Anthony Edwards fan. But I'm going to keep it 100 with you. First off, and the phone number is always 651-461-9226. You can call in or text the WCCO Radio Talk and Text Line. First off, Stephen A. Smith loves getting in folks' business. So you can knock it off talking about you're not going to get nobody's. You love getting in people's business. Stop it, Stephen A. The point that Kendrick Perkins was making or getting at, I agree with. Do I believe that Anthony Edwards needs to be married and settle down with kids to win a championship or be the face of the league? No. The point, though, that he was trying to drive home is that Anthony Edwards isn't focused right now. That's actually the point. Now, we can debate whether he is or isn't, and we can kind of guess and assume that he is or isn't. Do I think that he's focused right now? I don't know that he's focused right now. He's inconsistent right now. I'm not sitting here saying that Anthony Edwards needs to be married to win a championship. I'm not sitting here saying that Anthony Edwards needs to be married today. Anthony Edwards is a young guy. But do I think that Anthony Edwards has everything buttoned up off the court? No, I don't. Phenomenal basketball player. He's got a lot of endorsements. But I think there's some distractions here. And look, it's at times we don't want to call out our favorite athletes for what they do. But I'm sorry, I'm going to do that. We have seen headlines. We have seen rumors. We have seen allegations of a lot of things with Anthony Edwards involving women away from the court about abortions, this woman's pregnant, this woman's allegedly pregnant. We know that he has a daughter, right? We know that he had a daughter a year ago with his partner. But now all of these other allegations about he's having, a bunch of other kids, do I think that that is material to... And specifically, do I think that that is a big deal with regards to how we should view him on the court? No. But are we going to sit here and act like things that happen off the court may not distract you from what happens on the court? We know that it is a thing. In life, there are things that happen off the court or away from your job that distract you on your job. Whether it's personal relationships, whether it's drama in your household, whether it's health stuff, like there's a lot of things that go into it. But for us to sit here, I just think that people are focused on him talking about the marriage and talking and using as examples Michael Jordan, Larry Bird, all of these greats. And he wasn't saying that those people didn't have flaws. Kobe Bryant was married. He had the issue in Colorado and cheated on his wife. And eventually was, he's winning championships. So Kendrick Perkins is not saying you got to be a saint. But the point that I'm making is I do think that there is probably a lack of focus from Anthony Edwards. How in the world is Anthony Edwards one of the top 10 players in the world? And in game four, which I was at, he has 4 points in the first half? Like that, come on. That's That's legitimately, that can't be a thing.
No, it can't. And the Kendrick Perkins comment, when I hear it, and I think about the comparison, okay, to be a role model, you have to be married. Well,
no, he didn't say that.
No, but
that's an insinuation from people. Well, that's not. If we play the audio, that's not what he said. People are phrasing it that way. I know that Joe Nelson, I love him, with SI.com and Bring Me the News, the headline, Kendrick Perkins issues public apology to Anthony Edwards. Perkins claim Edwards isn't a good role model because he isn't married. That's not what he said.
But you don't have to say it for people, the majority of the people, to think that's your message. Like he didn't
but
say
that's
it.
Inaccurate, though.
But he said it. He didn't say it, rather, but he implied it. Because you're talking about being a family man, right? He mentioned being a family man. Being a family man is implying that these guys were married during their NBA tenure,
mm-hmm.
which wasn't the case for everybody. So the insinuation, I think he knew what he was doing without saying it, because we can all draw our own conclusion. If you have 10 people listen to that soundbite, I guarantee a majority of them are going to go down the marriage road, whether or not that was what he wanted.
Which I don't agree with.
Okay.
I don't think that you have to be a, when he said family man and married, I don't agree with that particular take, but I agree with the overall premise of, you got to be damn focused, man. Be focused on your craft.
Yeah, well, and see, I didn't take a focus out of way. I took more of a, you got to be more mature, because people look at being a family man as being more mature. And what's Ant, 23 mm-hmm. years old?
Mm-hmm.
Like, we were all doing stupid stuff when we were 23. Some of us are doing stupid stuff when we're in our 40s and 50s. Some of us are always going to be stupid stuff. But Anthony Edwards, if he wants to be the face of the league, if the league is going to anoint him as being the guy, you got to have some of these moral ground that, if you look back at some of these players, they didn't exactly have, because we didn't know a lot of things about guys when they were playing, and now that there's more information. Absolutely. That's the thing, though. It's a double standard for Anthony Edwards, as it was for some of the guys before.
But it's not a double standard for Anthony Edwards. We live in a different time, and he understands that. Like, he is standing on the shoulders of Michael Jordan. It's nobody's fault that Anthony Edwards is around in a time of X and TikTok and all of that. If Michael Jordan and those guys were playing basketball and they had to deal with social media, mm-hmm. yeah, we know a lot more about them. Are we supposed to now give Anthony Edwards a pass because he come along 30 years
no,
later?
No, I don't think anybody's giving him a pass.
But that's my point. Like, I mean, so what? That we didn't know about Michael Jordan back then and we know about Anthony Edwards now. We know about him, and he's actually benefiting from that.
But I don't think that you can look at the guys like the Magic Johnsons, like the Kobe Bryants, like the Michael Jordans, and say, okay, well, just because they had a family and, you know, they were doing the dad thing here and there and everywhere, that they were a better individual because they were a family person more than Anthony Edwards. We don't know if Anthony Edwards is a family guy. We don't know that much about him when it comes to that aspect of his life.
I'm not saying that. I am not saying that Anthony Edwards is a bad person. I'm not saying that he is a bad dude. And I'm not saying that he is, like, out of control, away from the basketball court. But all I'm saying is right now, I think the reason why it came up is because it comes across that he's not focused. Your takes, your thoughts, your opinions, 651-461-9226. We get to that next year on The Lake Show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site.
Lowe's, we help. You save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
All right, the text line already weighing in at 651-461-9226. From the 612, does Anthony have a support crew? If you don't have mom and grandma to keep you grounded, who are those people for him, and are they the right people for him to have around? I believe that Anthony Edwards has a tremendous supporting crew around him. I think he's got really good people around him. I think that the organization surrounds him with good people. I think that he is grounded in having good people. It doesn't mean that you're going to get everything right in your life. I know that I have been blessed to be born into a good family, have been around great individuals, have good mentors, support crew, everybody, right?
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't mean I won't make a mistake from one time to the next. We all do. So I don't think it's about whether the people around him supporting him are bad people or whatever. I think that they get it, but he's still his own man. From the 612, way to pour gasoline on the fire at the worst possible time, Lake. Lowest you've ever gone when Wolves need it least. How would you know if anyone's focused or not? Ridiculous take. Thank you for listening, and I appreciate the text. My response to that is, first off, I don't think that I'm pouring gasoline on anything. Like, the Wolves don't need me. I'm a season ticket holder, right? And I pay good money for my seats. I'm sitting here in studio working, and we'll be watching the game tonight. This is the thing that I won't do. I am not in a cult. I am not a blind supporter. Like you know, the people that are in these cults, I don't worship people. The man, remember now, a couple of years ago, made derogatory comments about the LGBTQ community, remember, about the queer stuff. Remember the
video? Oh, yeah, and then he had to talk to...
And he had to apologize for it. I'm not going to ignore and act like that never happened. Doesn't make him the worst person in the world. He's going to learn from his mistakes. Also, the screenshots. Woman, he allegedly got pregnant. Told her, get an abortion. I'm going to send you this money and all this stuff. So let's just stop. Let's just stop. We can love our athletes. We can love individuals that we know, don't know, whatever. I'm not sitting here saying that he is 100% distracted. I don't know that he's distracted. His play seems to indicate that maybe he's slightly distracted. The bottom line is to act as though Anthony Edwards is somebody that, how dare we question what's going on with him? That's a take that can be saved.
I think you can question a lot of things about Anthony Edwards, and when we pull back the curtain on 95% of society, people can be questioned.
All of us can. All can be held accountable.
Yeah, absolutely. I think the frustrating thing for me, like when it comes to everything, is to go back to Kendrick Perkins and talk about, you know, to be the face of the league, you know, again, implication or not. It's as if you have to be pristine. You've got to be held to a higher standard. And while I understand that, the individuals that came before are not
Wait. What about the higher standard? I'm missing that part.
Well, when he was talking about you about it, got to be a role model.
Mm-hmm.
When you're talking about being a role model,
yep.
I have a hard time thinking that Anthony Edwards, he's got his misgivings, but we look at the people that came before and it's like they didn't have their misgivings. They were the face of the league during their time, but they didn't have these issues that they were dealing with behind the scenes. We didn't know about them, kind of like we said before.
I don't think that Kendrick Perkins is insinuating that those other athletes didn't have flaws.
Well, why is it then that, you have to be a role model? And he was talking about those guys being married,
mm-hmm.
but yet Anthony Edwards is being criticized, what, because he had a child out of wedlock? Is that, I'm just trying to figure out why the comments towards Anthony Edwards and a different standard of Ant compared to the other guys that were the face of the league.
Well, like I referenced last segment, I don't think that it's any different, but we live in a different time. It doesn't take a rocket scientist to understand that Anthony Edwards is under a different amount of attention and is getting marketed in a different way because we live in a different time. That part, I don't understand how anybody cannot understand that. When Michael Jordan was around in 1985, we didn't have social media. Like, are we clear on that?
Oh, I think we're very clear.
So there's a difference there then.
But when we're talking about those guys were family men,
mm-hmm.
they were married and had a family.
Mm-hmm.
But there was a lot of infidelity and misgivings with that. So you can't hold them to a higher standard because even if we didn't have the information then when they were playing, we know what we know now, and you still can't say there was a moral high ground with them when they were playing, even though Anthony Edwards is in his
Chris. I'm not saying that I agree with Kendrick Perkins about somebody has to be married. I don't care if Anthony Edwards is gay and has a boyfriend. That matters nothing to me. But to sit here and act as though there's not dynamics at play with regard, we can't go back 40 years. Like that part, I just don't understand how you can't not sit here and make the case for Anthony Edwards to say, well, Anthony Edwards is under scrutiny and he's dealing with this and all this stuff, whatever, because Michael Jordan, all those guys, we didn't. So what? Back when Bill Russell was fighting for civil rights and all of that stuff, and he was mature and all those stuff back in the 50s and 60s, the different time thing means nothing to me. That's what I'm trying to say. That means nothing to me. That's a moot point. That means nothing to me.
So the
point about being married and all that stuff, I will agree with you on. I don't agree with Kendrick Perkins about that. That point to me is not valid. But about being focused, that's what matters. Understanding that you hit it on the head last segment about maturity. That's a big part of this. But about the optics, about all the other stuff, I don't get. I mean, we just live in a different time, man.
We absolutely do. But when I go back to that cut, which is ultimately the focus, because you're talking about Anthony Edwards being focused, I'm talking about the Kendrick Perkins, saying he's got to be a role model. To be a role model, you have to do X, Y, and Z.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the other guys didn't do X and Y. They did Z. So I just don't, that's my point of contention when it comes to the context of the cut of Kendrick Perkins. Whether or not he's focused, I don't know if he's focused or not. Like, I'm not in his head.
Yeah.
I'm not in the locker room. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, we'll never know.
Yeah, I don't know if he's focused. Maybe he lost focus during the game. Maybe he was focused in Oklahoma City, just had his number. I don't know. I'm not going to say there's a focus thing because I'm not there.
Agreed. I totally agree. 651-461-9226. Coming up next, after weather, the attack on Harvard is an attack on all of us. We get to that next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
on the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
The attack on Harvard is an attack on all of us. And any rational human being, any rational American can see that. The Trump administration is just doing way too much. This is unacceptable, and this is overreach right here. When you see that the Trump administration is trying to pull an estimated $100 million in Harvard funding, this is insane. This is ridiculous. And I don't see how any level-headed, rational American thinks that this is okay. From that to the trying to curb how many international students that they have, percentage-wise, it's not okay. The bedrock for us as a nation to continue to achieve at a high level is to have the brightest minds. And whether Donald Trump wants to accept this, acknowledge it, whatever, Harvard's one of the greatest institutions on earth. It is. I think of all the colleges that my mother went and ventured off to, taught seminars at, took classes at, Harvard was near the top. She just said she loved everything about going there, venturing to Harvard. And I just mentioned that just because, look, Harvard University is a big deal, not just because one or two or a dozen people are saying as much. We know this based on its historical yes. significance in our country.
Harvard's just different.
And in the world. So for the government to go after one of our esteemed Ivy League institutions, it's a bad look, man. And listen, people say that you don't want people attacking institutions. You don't want government overreaching and doing all these different things. We said this before the election, that if you elect Donald Trump, he is going to actively go after people. This is essentially what he's doing here with an institution. He is going after Harvard University for the whole entire world to see. And it's really unacceptable, and it should have you all unnerved.
Well, a lot of the colleges and the individuals that have a college degree, as you go through that, you get to the point where you lean more liberal because of your experiences, because of the education that you get. Now, that doesn't mean that these are liberal colleges, but there are certain.
Yeah, and Harvard isn't just a school for liberals.
No, it's not. But there are some unquantifiable truths that happen with a college education. You can look at the demographics. You look at the numbers. You know, a majority of individuals that graduate are liberal. Okay, not everybody, but when you're going after that and you're saying, I don't like the higher education because they don't believe the same thing that I believe. So you're punishing people for being educated. So you don't value the education here. I mean, they are trying to do away with the Department of Education with, I'm sorry, Linda McMahon, not qualified for the job. She used to be the most likable McMahon, and that is very quickly gone down the list. But to try and think that I'm going to pick off all of these universities because they don't agree with my conservative. The problem is not the university. The problem is the radical or the extreme agenda that you are putting out there that you want everybody to just adhere to. And that is not what this country is built on.
It's not.
That is not the fundamental education system that we have established in this country. That is where Donald Trump is just very, very badly misguided.
Yes, and you're 100% correct on that take. And Education Secretary Linda McMahon, this is the crux of it. This comment right here totally encapsulates the issue that we're dealing with Harvard University and any university out there in the Trump administration, because she spells it all out here with basically saying you need to be in sync with the Trump administration.
And yet my tax dollars are going for about $9 billion right now. I understand a lot of that is for research, good research, by the way. And universities should continue to be able to do research as long as they're abiding by the laws and are in sync, I think, with the administration and what the administration is trying to accomplish.
Nobody is saying that Harvard University is not abiding by any laws. Harvard University is not breaking any laws.
They're not.
They just don't. Just because they're not lock and step with everything that you are doing in administration, mm-hmm. So what? The university says that it's, quote, costs. That is cutting edge medical, scientific, and technological research has historically been supported by the federal government and other entities. Touting the institution's research on cancer, heart disease, infectious disease, and obesity, the university website warns that, quote, without federal funding, this work will come to a halt midstream. That should be frightening to every single American.
This administration wants the power, they want the influence, they want the control over the education system, over the media, because I'm sorry, when you're putting, you know, when you are actively rotating out the legacy media or even like the Associated Press and you're putting in the right wing, and I would have said the same thing if it was the Biden administration, right? If you're not going to allow the objective news sources at those briefings, those press conferences, then you're doing it wrong. But you see a pattern here, you guys. And if you don't see the pattern, you're either willfully blind or you're just not taking in all the information. Either one of those can be acceptable, but it's not acceptable to look at everything from an objective standpoint and say, wherever Donald Trump is overreaching, By the way, this is the party that wants less government. You want less people in your business. And now you're overreaching to the point that you are getting into things that nobody in the history of the presidential office has gotten into. I mean, we are on the precipice of authoritarianism.
No, we're already there.
We're already there. This is authoritarianism, you guys. And this is not gaslighting. This is not making something up. This is not you ignoring the moment. This is real. This is happening right in front of us. Whether or not you like it, whether or not you want to accept it, it is happening in front of us. And it would be ignorant of us to sit here and say, well, geez, you know what? It's not happening. It is. Linda McMahon just said it.
651-461-9226 on the text line for the 612. Harvard, Walmart, Apple, all examples of government overreach coming from a dictator, coming from a party that says they want less government. Our Constitution and democracy is at stake here. We need members from the Republican Party to speak up and control Trump. That from Greg in Lakeville. I don't think that there's any Republicans right now in the party that are willing to step up. Because
no.
They would have stepped up by now.
Yeah, everybody is afraid of being primaried. Everybody is afraid of... You have allowed the tail to wag the dog. That is essentially what is happening here.
John from Blaine, would you guys ever consider having someone from the other side on to actually have an honest debate or discussion about this? I hear your guys' points of view, but it's one-sided. There's an argument for what he is doing. Call in and tell me the argument for what he's doing. John from Blaine, 651-461-9226. And unless you allow that to be heard, you're just as guilty as he is of silencing journalism and silencing free speech. Call into the show. We have called on politicians here in this state to come on the show. Silence won't get back.
They
you.
Won't.
No, thank you. So how dare you say that this show or me specifically is not wanting people to come on and talk about it? You feel free if you want to call in and talk about it. Tell me why you believe that this is acceptable, John from Blaine. When we reach out to people,
they won't
like
respond.
A Tom Emmer and others, and they won't come on the show, sorry, John. The same way the Republicans, you know this, John. They're running from town halls right now. They won't do town halls with their constituents because they're scared to face the facts and the reality of what's going on. I just don't understand how you don't understand that or get that. Like, I'm not sitting here with the blinders on. I'd love to hear from all sides. 651-461-9226. Coming up next, is this snakes on a plane? No, it's something else. We'll get to that next. 651-461-9226. Spirited conversation here in the opening hour. We'll talk some Twins here at the top of the hour. But I want to take a phone call from Mike in Columbia Heights. Mike, I appreciate the phone call, my man. How you doing?
Good. How about you there, Mr. Lake?
I'm good. I'm good, man. How are you?
I usually disagree with your Twins takes. And you and I have sparred on the phone before. But you are spot on about this guy in Washington, D.C. And all the GOP is a bunch of cowards. That dude that messaged in saying that you don't offer a fair enough voices to the Republicans, that's a bunch of BS, too. It's like you said, they're running. So I just want to give you a shout-out and keep up the fight. And everybody, there's a protest coming up on June 15th. So out there and raise some hell.
All right. Thanks for the phone call from Mike in Columbia Heights. Listen, this is the reality. Right now, Donald Trump has an issue with Harvard. And when a person tries to sell me that, like, for instance, well, here's a text. Just to fill you off a bit, the way Harvard spends is similar to the way our Met Council spends. They're spending unchecked, and some oversight and transparency is necessary. Harvard is not within norm. It has done excessive. What is the evidence of Harvard excessively spending? Because we know that Harvard gets a lot more money than most universities just based on how significant they have been in all of the research. What is your evidence of that, number one? And number two, do we think that Harvard, let's go by what you're saying. Let's assume that what you're saying is true. Is Harvard the outlier? Why is it Harvard? Why is there no other institutions that similarly under attack? Texture. I would, things that make me say, And this is the thing. Like, people talk about spending. Go and look it up. We were sold this bill of goods and lies about DOGE, the made-up government entity. The government is spending more right now than ever before. So don't sell me anything about government spending. Like, what? What are we doing here? Like, legitimately, what are we doing here? If you have a great point to defend, I get that. We can all sell different viewpoints. I'll take in your phone calls and your texts from opposing viewpoints. But where is the evidence. You're talking about Harvard and their, like, yeah. Texter. Where are we getting all of that from?
Yeah.
Why is it just Harvard, though?
That's a good question. I don't know. We do know that higher education is always under attack. Well, I shouldn't say always. Let me tell you. A majority of the time is being criticized by the GOP. But why is higher education usually a target? That's what I want to know. Like, Harvard is kind of Harvard is the lightning rod right now. Harvard is the example right now that everybody's using. But I feel like Harvard can kind of be like Google for search engine, right? Like, Harvard represents all of higher learning at this point. I just want to know, what is it that is so, if there's something about colleges that this administration and the GOP have not liked, what is it? Because we know what it is. We know what it is, and that's what they don't like.
It's hard for me to take somebody seriously that goes after Apple and says, Apple, everything that you guys do must be done here, when his companies and things that he has manufactured don't take place here.
Yes.
I legitimately, you can't look me in the face. Like if I look you in the face and say, you got to have kids once you're married, don't have kids out of wedlock, but I have three kids out of wedlock, like, you should not respect me. You can't take me seriously. It just makes no sense.
It is the hypocrisy, and the double standard is just part of the frustration that, if you are supporting Donald Trump and the GOP, you are fine with that hypocrisy. Why are you fine with rules for thee, but not for me? Like, that's what I have a hard time with, because if we're going to have this set of rules and this set of moral obligations that we have to follow, why is it that you can talk about it, but you won't be about it? Why can you tell us what we should do when you're not doing it yourself? I have had a problem with the hypocrisy from elected officials, mostly on the GOP side. The Dems have done it too, but not quite to the extreme as the GOP, because everything that we're hearing that was negative about Biden is fine about Trump.
I just don't understand this. I think people can miss me with, and we got to take things on a case by case basis.
And that's true.
I'm not saying across the board, but people can miss me with the you're just doing this because of Democrats or because of. No, when certain things happen in society, regardless of the politics of it all, and you don't agree with it, you speak up and say about it. I'm not a fan of Bob Kroll. When people went to Bob Kroll's house and they were protesting on his lawn, what did we say? It's wrong.
It's uncalled
for.
Leave
that man alone.
Yes.
Go, if you want to go protesting in the streets and you have an issue with whatever,
you don't have a right to his privacy.
You don't get it. You don't go do that. Bob Menendez, the gold bars thing. I said, I think he's got to go.
Scumbag.
Got to go. The same way that you look at George Santos and you say, got to go. It's across the board. For people to sit there and they want to be silent when it's typically somebody that they would support or somebody that they look at and from a political perspective, they have the same ideology, you're complicit when certain things happen in our world, in our society, that just aren't right. And that's the bottom line. Coming up next, the Twins, they finally lost a series. They got shut out today in Tampa, but Twins baseball still playing good baseball. We'll talk to Brandon Warren from Locked On Twins. He joins us next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.